Next Thursday at 6 p.m., the El Paso Museum of Art, One Arts Festival Plaza, will host a free open house with painter Alexander Titovits to mark the opening of an exhibition of landscapes, cityscapes, and portraits. The exhibition will also investigate Titovits' artistic practice and its relationship to Impressionism and Realism as seen through a Russian and American Southwest lens. 1 week later, on September the 11th, also a Thursday, from 5 to 8 p.m., there will be a Las Artistas Gala at the El Paso Museum of Art store. And with me, with all the details, is Jack Bristol, who was president of the association for 8 years. Someone else is finally in your shoes. Big ones to fill.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Tell me, first of all, give an overview for listeners what Las Artistas is and does in this community.
Las Artistas was established 74 years ago by a group of, at that point, young, aspiring, a female artist, and thus the Las Artistas, which we've kept the name in their honor, to provide a venue for them. They were emerging, developing artists. That show has continued every year for the past 44 years. And this will be our 45th show.
Wow, 45 years.
We have always tried to include emerging artists, and to that end, we are helping to support art education in the community. We also, in the past several years, have provided booth space for emerging UTEP, both ceramics and metals students. And those students really get a hands-on experience about what the real world is like to make a living as an artist.
Which is vitally important, because you can be the most talented individual on the planet, but if you have no ability to connect effectively with the market,
exactly,
have nowhere to go.
Exactly. And Rochelle Thevis has used Las Artistas as really a learning classroom. And I'm happy to report that UTEP has hired a visiting assistant professor for a year that will step into Rochelle's very large shoes.
Yes.
And
we've
already made contact with her, and she will be also using Las Artistas as a venue for her students.
It's been very exciting over the years, not only at the Las Artistas show here in El Paso, but at major shows in Las Cruces and in surrounding areas. When I see items that just catch my eye, make my mouth water, which is a sign that I'm reaching for my wallet, and I start tracing, especially with some of the jewelry creations, I start tracing where they've studied, and it goes right back to Rochelle Thevis and UTEP.
It does. And over the years, we've attracted an increasingly large number of artists from across the country. This year, we will have 65 booths, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about this year's show, because that is one of the reasons we want to have this reception.
Yeah, the show is taking place in November.
It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving.
We'll talk about that again a little. I mean, I'll have another interview with some members shortly before the actual show. But this is something special. To my recollection, a gala like this has not taken place before. So tell me about this evening.
This evening is really designed and in cooperation with, we're very grateful to the El Paso Museum of Art, and more specifically to the store at the museum. Norma Geller and Sally Bishop have been extremely helpful. And we want to celebrate the long tradition of Las Artistas. We want to introduce some of the founding members. Our members will have their art in the store on display and for sale. You'll get to meet members and artists. We also want to honor the Titovitzes. Sasha and Luba actually used Las Artistas. I shouldn't say used. Las Artistas was the first show they did in this country. And they've been with us every year. They're like a family. Their daughters have been there, the entire family. And so we're going to honor them also at this reception as masters, as people who have actually made a real contribution to art in this community, to perhaps opened our eyes, their art educators. So that will occur. And then we will also have a preview of the upcoming show.
Very
nice. We will have PowerPoints of the various artists who will be who would be showing and selling this coming year.
Well, the event, Thursday, September 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art store, is free and open to the public. And at 6 p.m., apparently, there will be a presentation, a distinguished master's honoring of Lyuba and Sasha Titovits, or Alexander Titovits. And the really nice thing about them, of course, is that they are going to make it sound like it's all about an event where they can thank Las Artistas, because they do that over and over again. They thank El Paso and the community. That's just what makes them so gracious.
They are delightful.
And yes.
As I said, they've been with us for years. I've been showing, I guess, 19 years. We're looking forward to the event.
Yes.
Everybody is welcome. If people would like to attend, it would be helpful if they could RSVP to the museum to 532-1707.
Just to get a head count.
We're going to have refreshments. Mm-hmm. It's informal attire.
I do appreciate that. When on an invitation or press release, I know that there will be light refreshments. That way, if people want to go straight from work, you know that there will be a little sustenance and casual attire, so that if I'm out running around doing what I'm doing and am not dressed up, I know I'm going to be okay when I get there. So this is really a relaxed celebration of what Las Artistas is all about. So fundamentally, we have two opportunities to enjoy the work of the Titovits on Thursday the 4th, next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Museum of Art, will be the opening of an exhibition of landscapes, cityscapes, and portraits by Alexander Titovits. And then both Lyuba and Sasha will be at the museum on the following Thursday, September 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m., when Las Artistas Gala will be honoring all the members of Las Artistas and especially recognizing the contribution of the Titovits. That event is from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, visit lasartistas.org. And I thank my guest today, Jack Bristol, longtime member with Las Artistas, for coming in today. Always a pleasure to see you, Jack.
Thank you, Monica. My pleasure.